Yet it was our infirmities that he bore. It was our sufferings that he endured. All we thought of him as stricken as one smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our offenses. He was crushed for our sins. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole. By his stripes we were healed. We had all gone astray like sheep, each following his own way. But the Lord laid upon him the guilt of us all. When we focus on the reality of what a Good Friday is about, it's about that very reading. That God took all our guilt. And I don't know about you, but I'm constantly feeling guilty about something. And what we do when we constantly feel guilt, it keeps us focused on ourselves. It doesn't bring us to Jesus. It just keeps us focused there, and we can't ever get out of there, and we stay there. And even we come to Christ on Good Friday, and we just focus on our guilt. And it says that he bared our guilt. That means he took our guilt. But what we need to do is make sure we give him our guilt. How do we deal with our guilt on Good Friday? And I want to submit to you that we need to do three things. The first is we need to admit our guilt. You know, don't make excuses for it. Don't say, you know, again, admitting our guilt is admitting our sin. We've been doing it. We had confessions between 12 and 1:15. We had lots of confessions on Wednesday. I'll hear confessions again after this service, after our novena begins, the Divine Mercy. But we really need to really take ownership of our guilt. We have it for a reason, and guilt can be good or bad, right? If it's a guilt that brings us to repentance, it's a great guilt. If it's a guilt that keeps us focused on ourselves, it's not a guilt that's of God. It's a selfish thing. So guilt should bring us to repentance, not keep us focused on self. But the first thing we need to do is acknowledge that I did it. And I take responsibility for it. It wasn't because I was having a bad day, or I'm an adult child of an alcoholic, or I was a bad kid and I had a bad upbringing. We've got to stop that. Because if not, then it's always someone else's fault, our guilt. We need to take and acknowledge our guilt. And after we acknowledge that guilt, we need to repent of that guilt. Huh? We need to repent of that sin. And we do that in the Catholic Church through confession. But we need repentance is more than confession. Huh? I've talked many times about my good friend, who's now a pastor, Doug Selesky. And Doug, who's a Lutheran pastor in Ohio, when he was in the seminary, we were both in the seminary at the same time, and he used to say to me, "You know, Larry, about you, what's wrong with you Catholics?" "Yeah, what do you think's wrong with us Catholics?" He says, "You're always confessing, but you're never repenting." And sometimes he was very right in that. But I said to him, "You do realize, according to teaching the church, you're not forgiven unless you repent. Confession doesn't bring forgiveness to anybody. Only repentance." So when we acknowledge our guilt, then we need to repent of our guilt, which means we got to say, "I'm done with this." See, the reason so many people stay in guilt is because they haven't repented yet of their sin. They might have confessed it, but not repented of it. And repentance is, "Lord, I did this, and I'm not going to do it anymore." And we all got to get there. Now, does that mean we'll never do it anymore? Let's hope. But we can't even begin to not do it anymore if we don't have a heart of repentance. So that means, as we've talked about many times, that when I repent of this sin, means, "Jesus, by your grace, I want this out of my life forever." And as we sit there and we figure, and I was meditating during the Passion, during the time, I was just focusing on the reality that every one of my sins put the nail in the heart and the side of Christ, into the nail, the palms of Christ and the feet of Christ. It was my sin. And I got to acknowledge that. And then I got to sit there and begin to say, "Lord, I don't want to hurt you anymore. I'm going to get this out of my life." not because of me, because I'm afraid to go to hell, but I don't want to hurt you, because every time I sin, I hurt the God who loves me. And so today, that's what we need to focus on, that, Lord, I want this out of my life forever, because I don't want to hurt you anymore. Period. And so the first thing, we acknowledge our guilt. The second thing, we repent of our guilt. And then finally, we give our guilt to Jesus. And we let him pay the price. And once we've let him pay the price, we got to let it die at Calvary with him. We can't take it on. Because guilt, by definition, justice must be fulfilled. That's why we all feel guilty. I've done something wrong. It's horrible. I can't fix it, whatever it is. And he goes, give it to me. Let me pay for that sin. Let me take your guilt upon myself. And then he pays that guilt for you and for me. And see, none of us get that. I just don't believe it. Because we hold on to the sins of our past. We hold on to these sins like they weigh us down. And they don't. If we have given them to Christ, he paid for that sin. We need to let him keep it forever, to take it away from us and let it be done. But that cannot happen until we've dealt with our guilt, we've repented and confessed our guilt, and then we give it to him. So today, as we focus on the death of Jesus Christ for love of us, let's make sure we do those three things today. Acknowledge it, repent of it, and then finally, leave it with Jesus on the cross. Don't walk out of here today taking your guilt with you. It won't do squat. Leave your guilt on the cross with Jesus, and he will take care of it forever. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Made sure you know his love today and forever. Amen.